Well, hi guys, my name is Abby. I am 15 years old and I'm going to be a sophomore at Sacred Heart High School in Sedalia, Missouri. So I was baptized when I was about 11 years old and I just loved God so much. I knew that I could turn to Him for anything because He's almighty. But about 2 years later, my aunt passed away, and I would just became so angry at God. I was like, why would you do this to me? I thought you loved me. Why would you take away this beautiful woman in my life? So soon after that, I lost all faith in God completely. The summer before my freshman year, my best friend came to me and was like, do you want to come to the Steubenville conference with me? And I was like, sure, what can go wrong? So I came, and on Friday night, I could hear people screaming from outside the arena, and I was like, what am I getting myself into? And I came in, and there's people fist bumping to Christian music, and I was like, these people are insane. Can we leave now? So I really didn't get anything from Friday night. I just closed my mind and my heart, and I honestly did not like it at all. I expressed this to pretty much anyone that would listen, and they were like, they all said the same thing. They were like, you need to open your heart, mind, and soul to God. And I was like, yeah, whatever, okay. So Saturday night came along, and I knew we were going to have Eucharistic adoration. And for the first time in forever, I felt the need to pray. So I was standing there, and I was like, God, if you're even real, can you please give me a sign? So then all of a sudden, the lights turned off, and I was just like, what? And everyone became silent. I was like, that never happens here. Like, what is happening right now? And I turned around, and there was the Holy Blessed Sacrament in the corner of the room. And I heard a voice saying, Abby, I love you, I never left you, and I never will. And I just fell to my knees. I wept for like 2 hours straight. I couldn't talk. I was in awe. Because for the first time, I knew that God loved me. He loves everyone in like this unique way. So since Steubenville, I've had like a lot of troubles with my faith, but more in high school, just in general. And this quote just gets me through. It's from St. Maria Goretti. It says, He loves, He hopes, He waits. Our Lord prefers to wait Himself for the sinner for years rather than keeping us waiting an instant. So, saying that, I just wanted to invite you all, no matter what you're going through, no matter how long it's been since you've talked to God, no matter what obstacle gets in your way, just open your mind, heart, and soul to our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And He will help you because He loves all of us. Thank you.